Our guest today made the choice to stop trying to lose weight, and it resulted in her losing 125 pounds. I'm Jill Nadeau, in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network. Brittany Williams is with us by phone, and we'll find out how and why she changed her life and became a best-selling author along the way. We'll talk about her new book, Instant Lost, Eat Real, Lose Weight. What stopped you from changing how you eat? Have you been able to lose weight and keep it off? We always like to hear from you, so give us a call. Our number, 800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Brittany, are you with us?
I'm with you. Thanks for having me, Jill.
Well, thanks for being with us. This is pretty exciting because we had a listener email us about a year ago or maybe a year and a half now and said, you've got to get this woman on your show. Well,
oh my goodness.
Yes, exactly. So we're very excited to have you with us right as your new book comes out. But, you know, I read your book yesterday and I saw on April 3rd, 2017, you made a post that changed your life, but just a few months before that, you made a decision that started all of these changes. Why don't you just start off by telling us about that decision?
So in 2017, in January, I made a different kind of resolution. I decided that I was going to stop trying to lose weight, and instead I was going to just try to cook dinner at home every night for a year. It was kind of crazy, but I was a stay-at-home mom, and I noticed that I was spending a lot of wasted time on social media and doing all of these things. And I always said, well, I don't have time to make dinner, and I don't have time to do this. And I had all of these excuses, but I realized if I just readjusted a few things, I actually did have the time. So I was going to take that new time that I had on my hands and invest that in learning how to make our favorite dinners, but in healthier ways. And that really became my focus. I had a big mindset shift, and I decided, you know what, if I never lose another pound, that's okay, but I'm going to start trying to eat well because I want to be the healthiest me that I can be. And so I made this radical declaration that I was going to make dinner every night at home for a year, and that's what I went on to do. I mean, with the exclusion of some family parties and gatherings.
Sure.
And you know how life is.
Oh, yes.
But I did. I fulfilled my resolution, and in the midst of that, I lost 125 pounds.
That is, I mean, when people see that, their jaws drop, and I'll bet you were probably more surprised than anybody was, right?
I was shocked, because I headed into it, and I wasn't doing it for the weight loss aspect at all. We have autoimmune issues that we're battling in our family, and I had different rashes on my body, and I suffered from extreme fatigue and depression and anxiety, and I had hypothyroid disease, and my daughter has juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. So we were battling all of these health conditions, and that was really my goal. Was I just want to make any change that I can for my family in order for us to see relief and live the longest, most full lives that we can. And when I started losing weight, it was just, it really was an added benefit for me because that was not my goal. And I was a serial dieter for 15 years.
Ooh.
Just on this path of jumping from diet to diet to diet to diet and realizing that none of these things really work long-term or were sustainable. And I always saw temporary success just in the long-term to be set back 10 steps. And so really stumbling on this way of life that has given my family so much freedom, not only physically, but mentally as well.
Mm-hmm. And then tell us what happened when you made that post on April 3rd of 2017.
So I posted in a Facebook group, and it really was just to encourage other people because I had started using my electric pressure cooker, the Instant Pot, and I overcame one of my biggest hurdles, which was I don't have enough time to cook at home. And having this pressure cooker at my dispense, I was able to throw a lot of ingredients in, just set the pot and walk away, and I could go change a diaper or help a kid with homework, or it freed up a lot of my time that was spent standing over the stovetop. So I shared it in one of the pressure cooker groups on Facebook, and I said, well, and as an added side effect, I've lost 46 pounds in 3 months, and everybody just went crazy. It was just this, like, everybody wanted to know what I was doing and what I was eating and what recipes I was using, because at this point, I mean, this was 3 years ago, so at this point, the Instant Pot hadn't really reached the height of the craze.
Mm-hmm.
And there really weren't any healthy recipes online for it at this. It was a lot of like mac and cheese ribs and cheesecake and all of these rich decadent foods. And I was saying, well, wait a second, you can use this thing for good as well. and like I said, it went wild. And so I created a Facebook group called instantloss.com community. I put Instant Pot and weight loss together. In like a 2 second split decision, because I was receiving so many friend requests. Facebook gave me a notice and said, we think that you might be a spam account. We're going to shut you down. And so I was like, you guys have to stop friend requesting me. Facebook thinks that I'm like this serial spammer. And so I started channeling people into a Facebook group. We had 20,000 people in a matter of 24 hours. And then it was like, well, where do I go from here? And everybody was very clear. We want you to start a blog and we want you to make a cookbook. And I was like, well, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. I'm like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I don't know how to do all of these things. But blessedly, I had a friend who had been a blogger for 10 years. And she said, well, this is what you do. So I started my blog, instantloss.com. I launched it 3 days later. We had 52,000 views within our first day. And I called my husband because he traveled a lot for work. And so this was all going crazy and he wasn't even home. I was by myself with the kids. And I called him and I said, I think that I accidentally just stumbled upon something that people really want and people are looking for and that they need, which is quick, healthy meals that are easy, that are fast, that will make you feel good and may have a side effect of weight loss as well, if that's what you need. And he was like, well, all right, we'll do it. Go for it. And I was so nervous because it cost me $130 to start my website, to buy the domain name, to do all these things. And I told my husband and I was like, that's our grocery budget for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And he was like, you have to do it because you never know what could come of it. But I was so stressed out over the fact, and I hemmed and I hawed, and then he was like, you just have to. And so I spent it biting my nails the whole time. And then of course it was really instant success. And then, you know, we were on Good Morning America. They picked us up in People Magazine and Good Housekeeping and all of these publications. And so it just grew very quick, very fast. And within 6 months I had publishers calling me on the phone going, we want you to write a cookbook, which was what everybody had been clamoring for since day one. And so we put out our cookbook in October of 2018. It was an instant national bestseller, which then prompted a second cookbook deal. And I was really grateful because the first cookbook, it was a real rush to market because, like I said, we were at this height of this Instant Pot craze and nobody had ever done healthy Instant Pot eating before. And all of a sudden, with the launch of my story and everybody seeing all of these viral posts, it was like, oh my goodness, we have a money-making opportunity here. So all of these publishers who had been doing books with all of these different people before contacted them and said, hey, we want you to do an Instant Pot book. We want you to do an Instant Pot book for healthy eating. And so it really was this race to market. And I had, so I had 2 months to put together the first cookbook.
Oh my gosh.
They were like, you have 2 months. And my husband was still working full time away from home at this time. I was still homeschooling my 3 kids all by myself at home most of the time. Then I was dealing with creating this blog. I now had this community with over almost 100,000 people in it. I think we had about 80,000 people in the Facebook community at that time, and maybe 40,000 people on Instagram. And I was just trying to juggle all of these things, and I was sleeping maybe 3 hours a night.
Otherwise, how could you get it all done?
There was just literally not enough time in the day, and so because the first cookbook was so successful, I went back to my husband and I said, all right, I think at this point it's kind of a your job or mine. type of situation. Like, something has to give here. And he's an electrical engineer. He went to school. He got his degree. He was moving up in the ranks. He was doing so well at work. And he was like, but how often does something come along like this where you're helping so many people? And
sure.
He's like, so I can sacrifice right now, and I'll step back from work and come home and do the stay-at-home dad thing so that you can step into this thing that you're so passionate about. And so, man, I'm just so grateful for my husband, because none of this would be,
sure.
I wouldn't have near as much success if it wasn't for him, because he really is like the man behind the woman.
You're right. What a supportive partner. You're very, very lucky for that.
Yeah,
for sure.
I am.
Yeah.
For sure.
So you have a family. I mean, right there, you have a husband, you have three children, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How did they react to the change of you making food at home and not doing carry out, not going out to restaurants?
My husband was really excited about it, which I think is opposite of what most reactions are when a wife or even a husband decides, hey, I want to make this lifestyle change. Usually it's the other partner that goes, wait a second,
yes.
I don't want to do that, you know? But he was very supportive because he grew up in a family that was the complete opposite of mine. So I had a full-time working mom, and my dad was disabled, and I'm the oldest of seven kids. And so most of the food that we ate, it was whatever was cheapest in the grocery store, whatever was cheapest on the value menu. It was a lot of frozen, fast processed foods that we as kids could make ourselves. So
mm-hmm.
warming up hot dogs in the microwave, things like that,
sure.
you know? And I grew up on a steady processed food diet, and he grew up the opposite. He grew up with a mom that was a stay-at-home mom who had a lot of time to make meals at home. And she's like an aromatherapist. So she was very into natural eating and healthy eating. And he was very accustomed to that lifestyle. So me wanting to grab McDonald's every day was not what he was accustomed to when we got married.
Mm-hmm.
So when I finally said, I think that I want to make a healthy change for all of us, he was like, yay, I'm on board. Let's do it. You know, and I would like to make this change too, because I've had enough of the processed stuff. And
yeah.
And he really knew already how he felt best. But he never pushed that on me, which I was so grateful for. He would say, hey, do you want to watch this documentary with me? And maybe it was on like healthy eating,
sure.
you know, or somebody that had an autoimmune disease and put it into remission because of the way that they changed their diet. And little by little, I think it just planted these little seeds within me that I think that there might be something to this, you know, healthy
yeah.
food thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I changed to him, it wasn't as big of a shock as it was to my children. They were the bigger shock, because obviously they only knew what I had been giving them all of their lives. And so when I started trying to introduce things like asparagus and Brussels sprouts,
yeah.
it was like, Mom, I think you've lost it. but they did come around. And I tell people, like, you just have to be stronger willed than your kids. Once they realize that Mom isn't budging, they'll come around, you know. But it, as long as you continue to offer them options and say, well, you can have what I made, or you can have the chicken nugget. Like,
yeah.
obviously, who's not going to opt for the chicken nugget?
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to, there has to be a point where you say, all right, we're going to kind of cleanse the house and get it out so that it's not an option anymore. And we're going to fill it with all of these things. And I'm going to have some kickback at first. I'm expecting it. But as long as I hold my ground, I mean, they say it takes 21 days to form a habit. And I found that to be true. For about 3 weeks, I experienced a lot of kickback from my kids. After 3 weeks, they really settled in, and it was just like, all right, I guess I'm raising the white flag. I'm surrendering to Mom this new thing that she has us doing. And now I very rarely receive complaints at all. But I mean, it really was a process. And I found that getting my kids involved helped tremendously. So taking them to the grocery store with me and letting them pick out a fruit or vegetable that they were interested in trying that week that we hadn't tried before, and then letting them be in on the process with me of making that together, really, really helped them have more interest in trying the food.
Well, those are, yeah.
It was, Yeah.
Those are really great ideas for getting the kids to come along. We're talking about healthy eating with best-selling author Brittany Williams. What is stopping you from changing the way you eat? We want to hear from you. So join our conversation, 800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. This is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau. After 11:45, the weather guys are back to do a review of 2019 weather. But right now, we're talking to Brittany Williams about her new book, Instant Loss, Eat Real, Lose Weight. And Brittany, we've got Judy on the phone from Ripon who has a comment for us. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi. I just love how common sense this is. I just saw something on Instagram this morning about some ridiculous vitamin shake, and everybody's going to be cured of all their illnesses because of this ridiculous vitamin shake. And you are talking common sense. I lost 40 pounds over the last year, and just through healthy eating, my blood pressure is down. My blood sugar, well, is still up, but my heartburn is gone. My irritable bowel is gone. Everything just by the weight loss, and it's all because of eating common sense, healthy, small amounts of food and exercise. There's no magic pill, and I'm so glad to hear that you've got somebody on public radio talking about common sense, the real way to lose weight. And that's my comment, and I'll just take my comments off the air. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Judy, and congratulations. That's wonderful. What do you have to say about that,
truly,
Brittany?
truly astonishing. And that's the truth. That's the truth of it. You just need to eat real food and in modest portion sizes. And it seems so common sense. And everybody is looking for that magic pill or that magic answer. And it's the answer that's been in front of us the whole time. Just
sure.
Eat real food that comes from the earth in modest portion sizes. And your body's going to naturally regulate to its healthiest weight. You don't need to count things. You don't need to do your macros or your calories or your points or your, although those are tools that are wonderful and help some people, we really do tend to overcomplicate things a lot. So I appreciate that comment, and I'm fully on board with everything that she said.
Great. Thanks, Judy. So Brittany, what was your relationship with food like before you started this?
Oh, it was really unhealthy. I was a binge eater to the max. So I found myself waking up in the morning and not really being hungry because I'd eaten so much the night before. And so I'd go through the whole day so worried about my kids and getting them what they needed and doing everything for everybody else that a lot of times I'd forgotten myself. So then in the evening time, once I'd lay the kids down for bed, I realized, man, I just had like a nibble of this and a nibble of that. And I didn't really eat much today. And I didn't drink water. But instead of going into the kitchen and preparing myself something that would really nourish my body like it needed to be nourished,
mm-hmm.
I'd call my husband on his way home from work, or we'd do like a fast food trip at night. And I'd fill up on all of these like heavily processed, very, just food that's not very nutrient dense for your body. And I mean, I was probably eating like 3,000 to 6,000 calories a night in bed, just binging on fast food and frozen ice cream and anything that I could get my hands on. And then I'd wake up the next morning and rinse and repeat that whole cycle. And I really realized that I distended my stomach to the point that a lot of people get weight loss surgery at. And that was a very real possibility for me that my doctor had discussed with me, that it might be time to go in and shrink your tummy. And then I began to research online about doing that naturally. And our bodies are so incredible. You know, when we can mistreat them, we can abuse them, we cannot feed them the things that they need. But it only takes one step in the right direction. So this is not like an overnight thing. I didn't have overnight success. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't just shed the pounds all in an instant. Although, you know, my book's called Instant Loss. So it might have you believe otherwise. But this was definitely not an instantaneous process at all whatsoever. I just made one small change at a time. And that's what I encourage other people to do as well. You know, like you don't need to... This year, don't resolute to, I'm going to go to the gym every single day and I'm going to completely change my diet and I'm going to lose this much weight by this day. And I, for me, that was a quick way to have a quick disaster, you know, because sure. you're making way too many changes at once. Instead, focus on one thing. And so in 2017, that focus for me was 100% nutrition. I'm just going to focus on nutritionally being the best that I can be. I'm not going to worry about working out. I'm not going to worry about anything else. I'm just going to focus on that. And that's how I lost all 125 pounds was through that one shift alone. I didn't exercise. I mean, I tried to move a little bit more, and I'm not telling people don't exercise, because obviously that is much needed for your body as well. But for me, I couldn't incorporate that at that point. It was way too much change, and having to deal with other people in my household who I was having to like work on these changes with as well. It was just too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I added that in later on in 2018. My resolution was to begin adding a little bit more movement into my life. Kind of focus on one thing, pick one thing, and do that one thing to the very best of your ability, and that's definitely the way to begin to have success.
Okay, and let's just talk about your book a little bit. What is in it?
So my new book, Instant Loss, Eat Real, Lose Weight. I was so glad to have the opportunity to be able to do a second book, because, like I told you previously, by my first book, I put that together in 2 months, and it was really, really rushed. This book, I had almost 2 years from start to finish to work on this one. And so it's a real reflection of a lot of growth. But in short, it's all about ditching the diet, realizing that there is like this skinny dilemma and a diet dilemma in our culture, and how we can kind of undo the brainwashing that's culturally been done to a lot of us throughout our lives. And I'm talking to the serial dieters out there that are just always jumping from one fad thing to the next, mm-hmm. and never having sustainable results. So I talk about, you know, counting calories and macros and intuitive eating and intermittent fasting and keto and paleo and all of these things that are out there, and how to choose the best thing for you. And really what all of that boils down to is whatever you can sustain for the longest. So whatever you can sustain for the rest of your life, that's what you want to do. And then I talk about hunger cues and changing your mindset, breaking the food addiction, and getting help if you need it. And then I launch into motivation versus habit, because one of the things that people come and ask me most about is, how do you stay motivated? And it's really not about motivation at all. It's about cultivating these healthy habits that we can sustain long term. And then, of course, I have 125 recipes for your instant pot pressure cooker, for your air fryer, and for your stovetop and your oven. So it really doesn't matter what you have in your house. You can make these recipes with pretty much anything that you've got lying around. And this book, I really focused on quick and easy meals for the family. So most meals, about 90% of them, can be made in under 30 minutes or less. They're all healthy, whole foods. The book is gluten-free because of allergies. My family's gluten-free, and it's dairy optional, so if those are things that bother you. And it's also allergy-friendly, so I include allergy-friendly substitutions for people who are allergic to things like nuts and eggs. I've got all of that in there.
Right. And what I really liked about this, Brittany, is I've seen a number of instant pot cookbooks or electric pressure cooker cookbooks, and it's kind of confusing. As you say in the beginning, you got this, you know, pot for Christmas, and you kind of let it sit there because it's kind of scary and it's complicated. And the book is like, you know, 12 inches deep. And in your recipes, it's very clear. Now I have one, so that maybe makes a difference, but it's very clear on what you're supposed to do when. So kudos for that, because that really does make a difference. Let's go to Mary in Pewaukee. She's been waiting for a little bit. Hi, Mary. What comments do you have?
Oh, hi. Yes. Well, as I told your phone answerer that I do believe some people say, well, it's very difficult to know what to cook, and it's just lack of willpower for many folks. But her commitment, I love that, and great wonderful for you, but one of the comments that you had made was regarding your children and the fast food, and I do feel it is every parent's responsibility. I mean, maybe as a reward, or, you know, where do you want to go eat once a week or something, but I think it's our responsibility to make sure that our children eat right. And I think it's one of the simplest things is pick out, you know, hey, fruits and vegetables or something people haven't eaten before. Some people never even tasted a mango. And just wash that and eat fruits and vegetables, you know, clean fruits and vegetables throughout the day, hopefully organic.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mary. Did you find it easy to introduce new foods to your kids, Brittany?
I wouldn't say that it was easy. It was a lot easier when I was letting them have a say in the process if you were picking things out together. But I did get a lot of pushback. So the way that I kind of navigated that was I took the foods that they were used to eating and I made them in healthier ways. So my book, which I think it's different than a lot of other healthy eating cookbooks, because all of these are things that your family's actually going to eat.
Yes.
So I don't know about anybody else, but because I was on the diet fad train for so long, I mean, gosh, I've got like Whole 30 keto, all kinds of cookbooks filling my bookshelves galore. And I never made a thing out of those cookbooks because I'm like, who cooks like this? Like, who feeds their kids snails? I know that I don't, you know? Like,
and where do you even buy them?
Yeah, where do you? I've never even seen that at Walmart. So everything in here, like, you can get at your local grocery, Walmart, Costco, that's where I shop for my family. And so everything you can find there. But a lot of this is remade meals that most of us grew up on and are used to eating. Like, I have a knockoff for Hamburger Helper. I have a healthy Hamburger Helper in the book. I've got chicken spaghetti. I've got chicken nuggets and french fries and fish and chips. And so all of these are things that my kids were already used to eating in other ways. And I just took those recipes and I said, okay, well, if we want to make this gluten-free and maybe a little bit lower carbohydrate or a little bit lower fat, and then if we're going to remove the dairy, how would I do that? And if we're going to take a – and I started just repopulating these recipes with healthier ingredients. And it really tastes the same. I snowed my kids. I started making muffins for them. This was one of the biggest changes. Was my family has a gene mutation. It's called the MTHFR gene mutation. And so we can't have folic acid. Our bodies can't process it. And folic acid has been added to and it's fortified in a lot of our foods now. So I had to learn how to leave those out. But a big one that it's in is it's in most cereals. So I had to get rid of a lot of the cereals that my kids were used to eating. And in doing that, I decided to start making something called blender muffins, where I literally throw every single ingredient into my blender. I blend it up. I pour it into the muffin pan. I stick it in the oven. It's that simple. But I started adding things like kale and spinach to their muffins to get that extra pack, that vitamin or the vitamins that are in those vegetables. And I started calling them Hulk muffins because my kids knew who the Incredible Hulk was. And I was like, you have to eat your Hulk muffins if you want to be strong like the Hulk. And that took off with them. And you can just change it to whatever, Grinch muffins for Christmas, you know? Like,
perfect.
Play them away with one of their favorite characters.
Perfect. Well, we got an email from Lindsay, and she says she's lost 171 pounds and has kept it off for almost 8 years. What's working for her is not restricting things like burgers, cake, etc. Instead, eat those in moderation. She says, where I struggle is that I am a working mom of two kids that are involved in a ton of activities, and there are nights when we won't get home until after 7 o'clock, and we're running from 3 p.m. until then. She said she did get an Instant Pot for Christmas, so she's hoping that this will help, but there will absolutely be days where we need to eat out, but hoping we can limit those. Now, you kind of run into those problems yourself, haven't you?
Absolutely. So we have, you know, three kiddos, and we run around a lot. And especially now, because I'm running this full-time business, we do a lot of travel, a lot more than we used to. And so I have a part in this book, Instant Loss, Eat Real, Lose Weight, where I talk about what to eat when you're on the go, what to eat if you have to get fast food. And really, it's intuitive things. Like, okay, maybe if we're going to run through the drive-through line, instead of getting, like, the bun on the burger, ask them if they can lettuce wrap it instead. And right there, that's, like, a big step in the right direction. And then I'm a huge fan of French fries. So I always get the French fries. Always. Like, even still, I eat French fries this whole journey through the fast food line. But I just get, like, a small thing of French fries instead of, like, the extra large. So exactly like she was saying, it's moderation, because what I realized for myself was the more that I restricted, the bigger binge that it led to in the end. And a lot of times it led to me falling off the wagon in such a huge, huge way that I never, ever made my way back to the way that I was eating before. You know, it was just like, oh my gosh, and what's the use if I can't even keep up with this anyway, then I guess I'm just stuck here forever and I'm just supposed to be this way. And what I realized is the mind is such a tricky, fickle thing that if you just tell it, well, okay, you can have this, but maybe only this much of this, you know, or if you can't figure out how to quite moderate that thing just yet, maybe you do leave it off for a little while, or maybe you learn how to make it in a healthier way at home. But I think that that's such a huge step in the right direction, is saying, I'm going to allow myself to eat whatever I want. I just have to have it in moderation, and I can't have these enormous portions anymore.
Okay. And we do another caller. We've got Jen in Madison. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Great.
Hi there.
What's your comment?
Well, I wanted to thank Brittany for advocating healthy eating as opposed to being on a diet. And just using common sense, I've had a weight problem most of my adult life. It had reached critical mass about 10 years ago when I was up over 320 pounds. So I made the decision to have bariatric surgery. But along with that, I also decided to stop feeding the diet industry and stop spending thousands and thousands of dollars on all these different gimmicks that were really only set up to make money for the diet industry. And I just decided I'm going to go back to eating the way my grandparents ate. You know, if it's not something that they would have recognized as food, I'm not eating it. And it took quite an effort to do that. But it's been over 10 years now. I lost 125 pounds and I've kept it off. You know, and it's not that I don't occasionally fall off the wagon. But if you just use common sense and eat things that are recognizable as food and not processed stuff, it makes all the difference in the world. And how you go about doing that doesn't really matter. I do have an Instapot. I do use it quite often, and it's great. But, you know, I just try not to put anything in my body that, you know, wouldn't be recognized by my grandparents as something edible. So it makes a big difference.
That's great. Thank you, Jen.
Absolutely.
That's pretty close to what you've been saying to us, Brittany.
That's exactly what I do. And it's so funny because so many people have come out of the woodwork and told me similar stories to Jen's, that I lost this much weight and I've kept it off for this much time. And all I did was I started focusing on, you know, how close to real is this thing that I'm eating, you know,
does it
come from the earth? Can I identify the ingredients in it, or is it made in a chemical lab, you know? And if it's made in the lab, maybe I'll avoid that. And if it's made with ingredients that I understand, okay, then I'll consume it. And people still message me and ask me though, but is it okay if I eat this? Well, is it okay if I eat that? Well, what do you think of this thing? And I'm just like, you're overthinking it, but we've been trained to overthink it because that's what the dieting industry does. You know, it tells you, oh, in order to be healthy, you need to do X, Y, Z, and this, and then you need this supplement, and you need this shake, and you need this product, and you need protein powder, and you need. And
it's, like, it's so true.
Cut it all out.
Yeah.
And rewind time a little bit. And realize that it's a lot simpler than we make it out to be.
So we've got a couple minutes left. What would you tell someone who's listening right now and says, you know what, this sounds like something I could do? Where do they start, Brittany?
Well, of course, they have a book. So I'm going to say,
buy your book.
My book.
We'll let you do that.
But really, what you want to do is you want to narrow your focus as much as possible. So what I started with was nutrition. If you feel like you already have a handle on that and you already have that under your belt, maybe begin incorporating more movement or focus on your water intake. I mean, these are very simple things that we all kind of intuitively know already, but it just takes somebody gently reminding us sometimes that, hey, this is all you really need to do to be healthy, and don't overcomplicate it, you know? But I'd say definitely start with your nutrition. They say that it's 80% nutrition, 20% exercise. But for me, it really was 100% nutrition to get to that healthy weight that my body needed to be. And there's so much more value in food than we place on it. So start there and really hold it under the microscope of, is this real? Does it come from the earth? All right, then I'm going to eat it. And if it's not, and I don't really know where it comes from, maybe I'll just say no, thank you.
And one of the things that I thought was a very good idea was you purged your house of things that were not really nutritious.
Yeah, so at first I knew that if I was going to begin to cultivate this lifestyle and really have success, I knew that I needed to go through my pantry and my refrigerator and throw some of that stuff that maybe didn't have the best ingredients or were strongholds for me personally. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I couldn't keep it in the house or I was going to continue to eat it. And if I continued to eat it, my body was going to continue to suffer for it. So I decided I'm going to purge the pantry. I'm going to purge the refrigerator. But that being said too, that can be a very costly thing to do all up front. And we were on a very limited budget of $150 every 2 weeks for a family of five when I made this lifestyle change.
Whoa.
And so I need, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not much.
No, I needed to figure out how to keep some of those things around to cut my initial cost. So like the ketchup in our refrigerator, it had high fructose corn syrup in it, but I didn't throw that away right away. Instead, we went through it and I kept it in modest portion. I looked at the serving size on the back and I was like, okay, my kids can have this much with each serving of what they're having. And I followed things like that. And then when it got to the end of that bottle and I threw it away, then I went and I found a ketchup that was organic and had natural sugar in it instead of high fructose corn syrup and these highly processed, genetically modified things, you know? So, but really, keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Don't let this stress you out. So many people come and go, I don't know where to get started, and I'm so overwhelmed, and I'm so stressed out. And it's like, this is your life, though. And
right.
And so you need to make this work for you. It's not the other way around. So if there's something in my book or if there's something in a recipe that you're making online and you're like, well, my family doesn't really eat that thing or doesn't really do, then make that thing work for you. Make that recipe work for you. Add something that you do like or modify it in the way that suits your family. Like I really preach a lot of empowerment that a lot of our power around food has been stripped away because everybody tells us we need to do this exact thing. And it's like, but you don't. Take control of it for yourself. Be empowered. Even if you don't make the absolute best decision, your body's going to let you know. And in the future, you'll do right by yourself later on.
Well, that is an absolutely perfect thing to end our interview with. Thank you so much, Brittany. You are such a delight. I appreciate you being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Jill. This was so much fun.
Great. We've been talking about healthy eating with best-selling author Brittany Williams. Find out more by visiting Brittany's website, which is instantloss.com, and follow her on her Facebook page. And her new book is called Instant Loss, Eat Real, Lose Weight. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up next, The Weather Guys.